Greetings, everybody. Dr. Joe Dispenza here. I wanted to take a moment and personally welcome you to the You Are the Placebo Meditations. We do changing beliefs and perceptions because we now know that when you accept, believe, and surrender to any thought without analysis, you begin to program your autonomic nervous system to make its own pharmacy of chemicals that allow your brain and body to literally live in the future. And so, I'd like to explain the three different sections of this meditation so you understand what you're doing and why. The first part of the meditation is what we call the induction. The induction is a way for you to change your brainwave patterns. Based on our research and the research of other experts around the world, it seems that people are able to control their brainwave patterns when they go from a narrow focus on objects and things to an open focus on space and on nothing. And when you begin to rest your awareness in different parts of your body, and you become aware of the space around your body, the brain does some magical things. First thing, it changes from beta brainwave patterns to alpha brainwave patterns. And in alpha, the inner world is more real than your outer world, and you're moving closer to your subconscious mind, where you're able to program your autonomic nervous system to work for you. We also know that when you're sensing and you're feeling, you're not thinking, so the analytical mind slows down. The purpose of meditation is to get beyond your analytical mind. So this is training for you to move beyond your conscious mind, past your analytical mind, and into your subconscious mind. We also know that when you open your focus, you move to more coherent, organized, integrated brainwave patterns. Now, waves that are synchronized, waves that are coherent, waves that are rhythmic in the brain create a more whole state for human beings. And what syncs together in the brain links together in the brain. So when you open your focus, that's the moment different compartments of your brain that were no longer communicating with each other because they have been programmed by the hormones of stress, begin to work in a more unified fashion. And so if you're focusing on objects and people and things and places, and you're living under the gun of the fight-or-flight nervous system, your brain mimics the exact same place your attention is. So your brain gets very incoherent. Now, we know, because we've measured over 750 different brains, that when people tend to open their focus, they're able to slip into altered states, and they can do that as if it was a skill, just like golf or tennis. So there's a reason why we do it. We're going to ask you to take your time and stay present, and it will be a beginning step for you, and if you continue or become more interested in this work, we will use that to build greater understandings and do other practices. So that's the induction. It's to change your brainwaves. The second part, based on our research again, we now know that you and I are at our absolute best when we get out of the way. And when we get out of the way, that's the moment that intelligence that's giving us life, the power within us, can begin to work with us. So if you think that you're a body, and you think that you're an identity, and you think that you're a gender, and a face, and a profession, and a certain body weight, and you think that you're a certain color hair, and you think you're your wardrobe, and the car that you drive, and the place that you work, and the place that you live in this particular line of time, then you're subject to the laws of the body, the environment, and time. And again, when we've measured hundreds and hundreds of people, that when they get beyond their bodies, when they forget that they have a body, when they forget that they have an identity, when they forget that they're a face, or they forget that they own certain things, or they forget that they are in any place, and they get beyond time. When they become nobody, no one, no thing, nowhere, and no time, they become pure consciousness. And only when you are pure consciousness, only when you are a thought alone, are you able to heal or change by thought alone? Which means then, when you get to that place in that infinite blackness, where you are no longer identifying as a person, as a body, living in this particular environment and living in linear time. The moment you are pure consciousness, that's the moment you walk through the door to the quantum field. You can't walk through the door to the quantum field as a somebody. You have to walk through the door as a nobody. And if you want something to manifest in your life out of nowhere, then you have to get to nowhere. And if you want to heal by thought alone, then you have to become thought alone. Now, in those moments where we allow you to linger in that place beyond space and time, there's a reason behind that, because that is the perfect place to create from. And whatever you experience in the realm beyond space and time and emotionally embrace must manifest in this space and time. It's the law. So when you get to that elegant moment where you've dissociated from your body, your environment, and time, that's the moment you have dominion over your body. That's the moment you can change something in your environment. And that's the moment you can create some future time. And so we'll allow you to linger in this place. Don't be afraid of it. There's no light there. There's no people there. There's no things there. There's no place to go. You're in the part of the atom that's 99.999% possibility. And I want you to get comfortable in that place. And if you can get comfortable in this place, you will begin to be in the present moment, the eternal now. And when you're in the present moment, all possibilities and all potentials exist in the present. And when we begin to train the brain and body into the present moment, now we're able to create. So that's the second part. The third part is about changing beliefs and perceptions. And in order for you to change a belief or a perception about yourself and your life, you have to make a decision with such firm intention that the amplitude of that decision carries a level of energy that's greater than the hardwired programs in your brain and the emotional addictions in your body. And your body has to respond to a new mind. In other words, the choice that you make is a decision that you never forget, because the experience that you're having internally carries an amplitude of energy that's greater than any past experience. Now, experiences create emotions, and emotions create long-term memories. So when you make a decision and come out of your resting state and your body is lifted to a new mind, that's the moment you're no longer being defined in your past-present reality. You're making a decision and you're being defined by a future present reality. And your body then begins to get a sampling of the future. So think about it. How does the mother whose child is trapped under the car lift up the entire car and pull the child out? It's energy that does that. It's not matter. When you come out of your resting state, I'm going to ask you to become more energy and less matter. And when you make that decision, there's a level of finality to it that says that your body now is no longer in the past. And when you do that properly and you come out of your resting state, your body is being signaled emotionally and new genes are being activated and you are literally changing your biological state by changing your energy. I hope you enjoy it.